Then Catriona muttered something into his chest, and he settled back, while the silvery light of Darien Rise shone through the branches, the first pure gleams of a future worth building. Epilogue. The Emissary. 3 weeks after the defeat of the Legion and the destruction of the Godhead, a memorial was held on a hillside on Darien. 3 funerals had taken place on Darien a fortnight earlier, while Robert Horst's remains, recovered from the scenes of the Godhead's demise, had been shipped back to Earth, where they were laid to rest just outside Berlin. But the memorial still centred on the planting and dedication of 4 trees just after noon on a grassy slope overlooking Membrance Vale, where the old Hyperion still lay. The eulogies were just beginning when the construct's emissary arrived. As the 4 spiral-leaf saplings were lowered by willing hands into newly dug holes, Greg Cameron stood up before the invited audience and gave a warm and witty speech about his uncle, Theo Carlson. He was followed by his mother, Carlson's sister Solveig, who was dignified and only tearful at the end. Then one of the Tigrans came forward, Franklin Gideon, looking vaguely uncomfortable without either uniform or combat armour. He spoke briefly about Carlson's grit under fire and how he had saved Gideon's life during Becker's attack on Tusk Mountain, then ended with that rarity, a piece of Tigran verse.
Fold him into the earth, lay him down low. Trust him to peace, send him to eternity. Close at last those eyes, his work is done.
After Gideon, a half-drunk Rory McGrane got up to toast Teo's memory with a hip flask of something potent and an old Darien marching song, accompanied by several others in the gathering. Representative from the new pyre settlements lit small candles and said short prayers. When they moved along to the next tree, Greg Cameron spoke again about the Yuvovo seer Cheluvahar, who had died when Legion cyborgs finally broke through to the underground burrow where he had taken refuge. After him, 2 Yuvovo listeners, Reynal and Faldri, eschewed speech-making in favour of a sad song in the Yuvovo tongue. The quietly sung syllables repeated back and forth had a profound effect on some of those present. At the next planting, an enhanced by the name of Constantin then stepped up and said a few halting words about Julia Bryce. It was she who helped Constantin to switch the missile targets from 500 suns to the Godhead, and it was she who launched them and destroyed the Godhead.
She was proud of her intellect, which lit up the different ways of being human, as well as the path to her own humanity, he said. She saved hundreds of worlds, their civilizations, and their billions of lives, but she couldn't save herself.
There was great sadness in his delivery, and a certain bitterness when he mentioned Catriona MacCready, who had decided not to attend the ceremony. The last to be eulogised, as the 4th sapling was planted and bedded into the hillside, was Robert Horst. The construct's emissary took a couple of hesitant steps upslope, but paused when a middle-aged human with receding hair came forward.